your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Very excited this week to be joined by Jen Lockwood, Chief Marketing Officer at St. Peter's Spirits. Jen, thanks for coming on the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. This is fun.
Absolutely. So I think it would be really nice if actually you and I were sitting here having drinks.
I could really use a green monkey right now.
Exactly. So, you know, Jen, you guys have been doing some really incredible things lately, and you're developing all sorts of interesting cannabis-infused drinks, both with CBD and THC. And I think, you know, timing-wise, it's perfect just because the category is literally booming right now. So lots of chatter going around, lots of things happening in the beverage space. And talk to us a little bit about St. Peter's Spirits and maybe a couple of, you know, your big products that you're working on and that are out there right now.
Well, St. Peter's Spirits, we started about a year ago. Mm-hmm. We met these wonderful gentlemen from the UK. We were looking at another project, but this came up and they had this really delicious drink called Green Monkey, a CBD drink. And it was fun and fun loving and it tasted great. And we thought, gosh, we'd love to bring this to Canada. And why not bring it to the US too? Mm-hmm. So we started looking at the market in the US and Canada. And with the CBD drink, really interesting for the US, not so interesting for Canada, but THC. Now that was really that we thought, let's kick this monkey up a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But still maintain the like chill vibe mm-hmm. that the brand had established. And so the drink that we're bringing to market in California and across Canada is going to have like a 2-to-1 ratio. So something that myself and our CEO, Pat Gleason, the two of us really like that ratio. And we thought, let's bring a drink to Canada that has that 2-to-1 ratio.
So the drink basically is two parts THC, one part CBD, right?
Exactly. That 2-to-1 ratio that helps you like feel really, really like euphoric, but it doesn't, there's no hard edges. There's no rough edges from the THC. So it actually feels really relaxing and, but you're still like, so like you're giggling the whole time. It's a great
time. I think, you know, it's interesting. I actually just recently tried a bunch of, THC beverages for the first time and really enjoyable. Just because like, you know, you're hanging out with friends and you're just kind of, you know, you want to hang out, but you don't want to get too messed up. And I kind of felt like it was very much synonymous with like a lot of these companies, especially on the cannabis side, that are coming out with microdose products, right?
Yeah.
Just enough to get you over the edge, but not too much where you're out of control, you know?
Exactly. Yes. And that, I mean, really, you can have a couple of them and drink them like the alcoholic drink you used to enjoy, but like none of the calories, none of the hangover. Mm-hmm. We really look at this as an alcohol alternative that we're bringing to the market, which admit like this is what a lot of the THC drinks are doing. The low dose, like, you know, Can's got a great drink and, you know, Wonder. We're like those are two great drinks in California. You've got some great ones coming out here in Canada too. And I think the whole category is ready to explode because we've all been locked in our homes for a year. And many of us have probably had a little too much of alcohol potentially.
I'm one of them.
Yes, we need to make a switch, a healthier switch. Yeah. And this is a great way to socialize and it's a great way for non-cannabis users or cannabis curious to kind of enter a space that feels a little more approachable.
Totally. So let's talk a little bit about Green Monkey. So, you know, Green Monkey obviously is the UK's best-selling CBD soda.
Yes.
Why is it? Like, talk to us about, is it the flavor profile? Is it the way that you guys have marketed it? Like, what has been the kind of growing success in the UK? It's just always interesting to get insight of something that's working elsewhere and you bring it over here. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about the drink.
So the drink itself, the team behind it are a bunch of marketers, and they had a really great marketing campaign where they just flooded the UK with great advertising, with the right message, kind of put themselves up against energy drinks and said, like, here's like more of a clean energy. You don't have to get wired. You can actually just relax. Mm-hmm. And that really spoke to people in 2019. If you remember, in 2019, we were all at the go, go, go. It's hard to remember
now. Oh, it's so long ago in 2019.
It feels like a lifetime, but
it really does.
That message was really resonating, and a million cans were sold across and they had great distribution. It was a great product, great distribution, and great marketing. Mm-hmm. And when we tried it, I mean, it also has a great flavor. It didn't have any of that hemp flavor. You know, sometimes some of the initial cannabis and THC drinks had too much of a cannabis flavor to it. And this has none of that.
Yeah.
Just really delicious soda.
It sounds like, yeah, it does sound, I mean, I've seen the cans too. Like, they're just, even the descriptions of some of those products, like Berry Burst or whatever, like, just sound flavorful and delicious, right? Like, if you're thirsty, it sounds very appealing right now.
Yes. Yes. And it's not like, you know, right now we've got a lot of seltzers on the market, and seltzers, I mean, everyone, you know, that's a thirst quenching drink, but this is something a little different. There's a lot more flavor. It's great for that, like, 420 moment when you're at that last meeting and you've got a bag of chips and that drink. It's the perfect combination to finish your day off, or, you know, your cocktail hour.
Well, listen, New York is actually, you know, I'm sure you saw the news in the last, you know, week or so, but, you know, New York is finally legalizing cannabis, and I can't wait till you guys bring that product.
Oh, we are chomping at the bit.
Yeah. And so it's just unreal how I've seen, you know, even the New York market in the last year since the pandemic. You have all of these states, you know, that have deemed cannabis essential. You have all these people who might have been a little kind of curious that are trying it. And here we are in New York. We're like, really? we still don't have access. And so I think now people were very celebratory last week. Okay, finally, you know, I mean, New York's a huge market. It's like massive, massive, massive revenue opportunities. And, you know, I have seen the craze for products like this. So I'm excited for you guys. But I also think at the same time, you brought up a really good point about being health conscious, right? Like, mm-hmm. We as humans we all went through the same experience through the pandemic together, no matter if you're in Canada or the United States or the UK, right? Like, mm-hmm. In our homes, and work has been beyond around the clock. Like, I don't know about you guys, but we have been working alone. Like, the last 12 months, we've gotten so much done. But at the same time, by the end of the day, we're all like, okay, time to pour a cocktail.
Right.
And like, I found myself in the same boat. Every day, 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'd have a martini. And that's not healthy. That's not healthy at all. So I'm also trying to be a little more health conscious about, you know, my habits. And I feel like lately I've been trying a lot of the different microdosing products out there, you know, for an early evening or even on the weekends. And it's great, you know, because you wake up the next morning and you're totally refreshed. Like, you know, you had just a, you know, not even a cocktail. Like, it's really nice.
And I mean, I don't know about you, but the COVID-19 weight issues also. With that martini, you know, you had a bag of chips. Like, we started stocking chips in the house, which we had never done before.
Right.
You know, and these drinks are all low calorie. Mm-hmm. A glass of wine is like 170 to whatever, 200 calories, depending on how much you
put in. A lot of sugar.
Yeah. And these drinks have, like, our drink has 25 calories, and it's sweet. And, you know, it really satisfies on so many levels.
And is that sweetness, like, is that natural, like, fruit?
No, this isn't fully natural. There's some sugar and some sucralose. So we're really looking to, you know, we're playing in the place of a soda for you. Mm-hmm. But there shouldn't be any guilt here.
Right. But 25 calories is nothing.
25 calories is nothing. That's and our our next few, so we have our original that has launched in California, and we're also launching four other flavors in quick succession this summer. And one, and our two will be cocktail replacements that are like a lime ginger, you know, like a Moscow Mule, like we like to call it an Amsterdam Mule, and a pina colada, and those are 5 calories. Wow. So, you know, those ones are sweetened with erythritol and stevia, so like some natural sugar bases there, and they're really delicious. I my summer is going to be amazing.
I feel like you guys are also in a really good place right now, just because there has been a movement, and I've been hearing about this not just from friends, but also in the industry and articles, and even, you know, beverage companies that I've spoken to in the spirit space. But they're starting to get a little worried about the cannabis market because they're losing an incredible amount of market share to switching to cannabis related products. And so I feel like you guys entering the market with this product right now is impeccable timing, number one. But also, you know, people are also very conscious of what they're putting in their bodies. And so, you know, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you have like these plans, but do you have maybe a certain customer in mind as you're kind of, you know, getting your marketing programs off the ground? Like, is there a specific segment that you're looking to go after?
Well, I think when we first started developing these products, we really were thinking of that group of people that are 25 to 40 that actually don't even want to drink anymore, that maybe never did, but they want to be social with their friends. So we're just seeing that a lot of people are rejecting alcohol and have been rejecting alcohol. So we look at this as those either new to the space or those who are in the space already in the cannabis space, but who it's more socially acceptable to have a drink with your friends or parents in the backyard than it is to go off and light up, right? It's a very different experience. Not that one's better than the other. It's just, there's a lot of stigma around marijuana and cannabis use. Like, and until we make it more mainstream, and it's happening, it totally is happening. But drinks are a great way to kind of introduce your parents, introduce friends, people who are open to the idea. But I mean, I think the hardest part has been bringing the actual brand over to a regulated market. Mm-hmm. Because all the great branding that they do in the UK, we can't use here because of all of the actual cannabis laws we have. So we've had to really morph the brand into a very it's very stylistic. It's much more at that artistic, creative person who's looking for that drink in hand that reflects their values.
So. Totally. Well, I think there's a ton of research that's out there right now that I've been reading, and I think the beverages market alone for cannabis is like $3 billion in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. So the growth is kind of unprecedented, and you're already seeing this in the U.S. alone right now. So, you know, we had the CMO of Lagunitas on the show a month ago. And so I'm sure you know, but Heineken bought them, and, you know, they have their Hi-Fi hops, which is, you know, another cannabis infused beverage. And you also have, you know, Constellation that's, you know, involved in developing these products. So it's just, it's very interesting because, you know, we're now at that acceleration point, right? Where, you hopefully. Know, we're getting rid of the, you know, the stigma, and people are more open to, you know, the rising popularity of a lot of these drinks. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of fun to see a whole new market kind of explode right before our eyes, right? And you guys are literally set up for, you know, a lot of very interesting growth. And I think probably all the great insight that you're getting from the UK also, right, mm-hmm. is help fueling a lot of your strategy here.
Yeah, what we were seeing is, you know, people are I think we were so wired all the time up till 2019. And now we've been had this opportunity to relax. And I know lots of people who are now saying, like, you know, I'm only drinking two coffees a day versus four or five. We're sick of being wired. We want to chill out a little. Like, we want to keep this, like, calm vibe. Not that it's been calm every, I mean, but slowing down, we see the benefit. And I think that cannabis drinks can help us to slow down, relax, but not slow down. Not slow down so much that you're not social. You're still very, very much in the moment with all of your friends, and it provides that relaxation that we still need because we have been working really hard.
Yeah, I hear you. So now the beverage that you guys are launching in California, when is that going to be available?
420.
420.
Yeah, not too long from now. We're actually having an event. One of the very first cannabis events that's happening in California next weekend.
That'll be
the first chance for lots of people to try the drink, which we're really excited. We should have a few thousand people get to try it.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And so cool. Then on 420, we'll be in stores, dispensaries across California.
Well, listen, great timing, great date to launch.
Yep.
And of course, we will be watching that, and also we will try to figure out how we will get that beverage too. If you listen to the show before, you know, we always do a little bit of, you know, business talk in the beginning, and then, you know, we just quickly, you know, go through some quick fire questions for you at the end of the show. So are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. First question, Jen, what's the most expensive thing that you've broken?
My car.
How'd you break it?
I drove into a underground parking garage with the Tully box on top with my kids in the car.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Good story, though, right?
Not so much with my husband, but the children really enjoy telling that story.
He probably needs a green monkey after hearing that.
Oh, he's got a, I think he deserves a fridge full.
Okay, second question. So if I were to give you $5 million right now to open a small museum, what kind of museum would you create?
I think it would be ocean finds, things that I found in the ocean over the last 100 years.
I like that. Did you ever find anything really interesting in the ocean?
I once found a ring. It's like, okay. Like a gold ring, but not that. Oh, you know what? We found a message in a bottle a couple of years ago.
That's fun.
That was really cool. It had been floating there for a few years, actually. That was fun.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay. Final question. What are you most excited for post-pandemic life?
Oh, I think I may go out and hug and kiss every single person on the street. and that's not hyperbole. I think as soon as we have a good group of vaccinations, there's watch out. They used to call me the bandit. I always was hugging and kissing everyone. So I'm out there. I'm gonna be back out there again.
We should do like a quick follow up on the show, but with video.
Yes.
That'll be a nice addendum to the Alchemy episode.
Yes, I'm in.
Awesome. Well, Jen, it's been really great to have you on the show, and congratulations on the launch, and wishing you a lot of success, and, you know, excited for you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on today. We really appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.